Yes, this all seems to work well as a cohesive unit, and it is going to be difficult to give complete evaluation until sufficient sample size is reached. But yes, this is an excellent beginning point. There may be a place here at some point for individuals to do more focused work. What seems to occur here in our simulations is that somewhere towards the end of this, depending on the individual, there are many thoughts that begin to arise. These have to do with some of the underlying issues which are usually connected to some blocking issue around health that is manifesting at physical level. Result can for some people be the need to actually do something of a more physical nature or something of a thought nature, but something that would be quite well away from the rest of this. If they simply have the idea that they can transpose that in time and work on it a little later, that would be helpful. People will do this naturally over time, but for some individuals, they may find it a bit distracting when such thoughts arise.
Okay, and yes, actually, when we started to bring the CDs in, actually, I was definitely experiencing that, and it's a little a need for physical activity and also a slight overwhelm with what was starting to come up.
Yes.
And a need to integrate it. But I remembered you said that emotions would come up, and that was when Bob, it actually got a bit overwhelming for a few days.
Indeed.
And some of the repressed, like our repressed depression, death urge, things like that started to surface. And that was when anger, that was when Bob started, also joy and feeling more of the soul coming in. But that was when Bob created the alpha sweep, the 8 to 12, the balancing. And we were wondering about the effect of, if you, so in about a week we'll have five of these playing in concert in different parts of the world, mostly 2,000, within the 2,000-mile radius. What happens when one is on the alpha sweep and another one is on the first CD, we'll call it the rejuvenation CD?
The time sequence is of no particular importance once one recognizes the natural way in which this sort of thing happens. Specifically, there is a huge volume of data on a similar process initiated in the 1970s and has in various ways continued in different contexts worldwide since, where people agree to meditate or visualize or attune at a particular time and will sometimes do this out of time and yet have similar effects, beneficial and as well ones of the sense of connecting into the larger consciousness. You simply give yourself permission. I did not make it in time, but I want to do the meditation anyway, is usually how people begin with this. And that underlying thought form sets the stage. Then, more recently, people have recognized this and actually say fully consciously, I give myself permission to do this in my own time and in my own place as it works best for me. This connects because the essential thought forms do not really have a basis in time. They move across time in many ways. The way in which they are very clearly time-based is where the thought forms themselves are strongly affected by the collective consciousness. Most typically, the events of the day, the news, the things that people are putting their consciousness on. Therefore, unless some very newsworthy event has collective consciousness involvement, or some aspect that is drawing everyone's attention at the same, and this is an interesting word here, at the same time, because really it is not really time-based, you see, it is event-based, then the energies will shift appropriately. As a result, there can be a build-up effect simply by having the five devices running anywhere within the same approximate time period. As the astral body involvement tends to interact at a 72-hour cycle, and this could be an important component of the connecting energies, one could then state that within a 72-hour period is sufficient. Therefore, if simultaneously each of the five devices were running in an entirely different part of the cycle, it would only add to that which anyone would be aware of and working with. The key to having them working simultaneously is in the manifestation of a spread energy, a grid, something that moves across Earth spatially, and that is always helpful. After you move beyond the 72-hour period, with one major exception, as previously mentioned, for collective consciousness, there is then a gradual diminution of the effect. Thus, having it at any time within the same week will have some benefit, but will not be as strong as within a few hours. But if the collective consciousness is suddenly drawn to a major event, it could be a news event, a catastrophic event, some release of a new music video, such as We Are the World. There are so many examples of this. Then it makes sense to recognize it as a collective consciousness reset, a sort of beginning point in time. And indeed, this is actually what occurs. It is more accurate to understand events that are based upon a powerful outpouring of consciousness rather than some arbitrary moment that is essentially established by a previously agreed on condition, that of the synchronization of all of the clocks. Clocks are not synchronized off Earth, and it is important to recognize that the bursting forth of consciousness goes away from Earth out to the galaxy and has its effect, and that this is not time-based. In understanding this, it is difficult because people seem to recreate the necessity for a specific point in time over and over without realizing that it is the agreement upon that time which makes the greatest difference. Therefore, if you simply, by using the device, agree that you are sharing the energy and you are going to learn from that sharing, this is sufficient. Does this make sense?